made man a little lower than God and does crown him with glory and majesty. God created Brith. He knew her before she existed ever in bodily form. He loved everything about her. He made her exactly who she was and continues to be, with all of her emotions and all of her passions and all of her desires and all of her confusion. She had tremendous value in his eyes, and he numbered each and every day of her life. And not only was Britt's life a gift, but it was a gift to each and every person here. Her life had purpose in your life. And that's why her absence is so difficult, because the meaning that she brought to our lives is suddenly missing. But you know what? Britt's life will continue to have meaning and purpose in our life. She will live through your memories of her. And the things that she was to you will continue to impact your life, and she will continue to work out God's purposes in your life, God's graces. The second thing that I recall at a time like this is that death is not the end. It is not the end. Paul writes in the New Testament that even though our outer man decays, our inner man is made new every day. And if the earthly tent that we have here on earth is torn down, then we have a home in heaven, not made with hands, a home that is crafted and architected by God. And Paul says the affliction that we face in this world is very light in comparison to the eternal weight of glory that diminishes affliction and pain in this life as if it were nothing. The things that we see are temporal, but the things which we cannot see are eternal. Death is a passage. It's a door by which we enter into a new life, a permanent life, and death is simply the moving day. See, that's what Jesus said. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me shall live even if he dies, and everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. And what Glenn was sharing with us is Britt's hope in the resurrection of Jesus. The fact that her life even existed at all because of the resurrection of Jesus, because it was of their faith that brought two people together, and Britt was the fruit of that life in them. Even though life was not easy for Britt, we are comforted by the fact that she had placed her faith in Jesus and the resurrection of Jesus. And so we have this great hope and this great comfort that we know where she is right now. Peter, in his first sermon in the book of Acts, made this statement about Jesus, and he said, God raised him up again, putting an end to the agony of death, since it was impossible for him to be held in its power. See, Britt does not know the agony of death right now. She's way past it. And we honor Britt by reflecting upon our own life and our own mortality. We're all on this journey, this spiritual journey. And at 21, I'm standing up, you know, you think I got the suit and tie on. At 21, I was a messed up kid. Going the wrong way real fast. And I think today, if the grace of God had not entered in my life in the person of Jesus, I don't know where I would be. I'm sure I would not be here. God is not about externals. God's about something deep down in our hearts that we expose to Him, and He answers that call with incredible grace and love. And Britt knew that. And the third thing that helps me is that God understands our sorrow and He gives us strength. You know, Britt's enjoying a beautiful heavenly scene right now at this instant. But for us who are left, we're filled with pain and anguish and sorrow. Part of us is missing. It's what John Donne writes, every man's death diminishes me because I am involved in mankind. Life has changed. It will never be the same again. It can't be. But we have a Heavenly Father who understands our grief and our sorrow, because our Heavenly God, this God of the universe, experienced the same sorrow that you all are experiencing, because he lost a son.